Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
We'll keep talking a little Royals baseball today as they look to continue their series against the Twins tonight, right here on 96.5 The Fan. And if the weather cooperates, Noah Cameron will make his 2026 debut. We all know the story last year. He was one of the huge bright spots, if not the biggest bright spot, other than Michael Garcia, really, in the 2025 Royals campaign. We all know the story, local ties, St. Joe area, seventh round pick back in 2021. And last year, he was absolutely sensational, gave them 138 in a third inning and had a under 3 ERA.
It was an incredible rookie season.
So the bar was set very high by himself. And even if there is a little bit of regression, what does that look like? Now, in spring, he looked like the same guy that was just pitching last year. I do this with every pitcher because we talked about Chris Bubich and what Baseball Reference said for him. And we all agreed that the innings that Baseball Reference projected seemed very low for Bubich, like 105, 108 innings. So here's the projected numbers for Noah Cameron this year. Tell me if you would lock this in. They have him, I don't really care about the record, but 8-7, 3.42 ERA, so still a sub 3.5 ERA, but definitely up from the 2.99, 129 innings, so
that's less than last year.
That's less than last year. And his strikeouts, what do they put up? Strikeouts, eight over 9, so is what it looks like.
Okay.
114, I'm sorry, strikeouts.
Yeah, he had 100, I think that's the exact number he had last year. We're close to it. Yeah, 114 strikeouts last year. He struck out 7.4 batters per nine.
Okay.
They obviously got him at 8 because they have him pitching less innings. So yep. Same number of total strikeouts. Look, if you told me those numbers, I probably would lock it in, if we're being honest.
It's regression, but he's your fifth starter.
It's not regression that much, right? Like a half a run of ERA in any given year, whether when up or down, I wouldn't say is regression or improvement. In a way that makes me feel tangibly different, the innings, maybe I would like a few more. But if he makes another 25 starts for this team and pitches around 130 or 140 innings, I'd lock that in immediately. My actual expectation for Noah Cameron is that the big leagues will probably get him a little bit this year. And that what he'll end up being is a really good quality back-end starter. Around a 4-point earned run average, 25 to 26 starts, and a guy who gets in trouble every once in a while, but every time he goes out there, you're at least in a baseball game. If the offense shows up that day to any regular extent, you'll have a chance to win a baseball game. What I really genuinely want out of Noah Cameron this year is to just keep him in him. You know, in the games you win, that 9-8 being the, like, when he starts, you win 50% of them. I'll win the 55% or the 60% in some other people's starts, but can you win 50% of the games in which Noah Cameron takes the bump? And not even his record is that.
As
a team win 50% of the games. That's kind of what I expect. I expect him to be like a 3.5-4 earned run average guy. Like if he ends up being what he was last year, well, then I far underestimate him. And in fairness, underestimated him for a big chunk of the season last year. I didn't think he'd end up finishing the season that way. So I'm underestimating him maybe twice.
I mean, if he were to do what he did a year ago, then we're having a completely different conversation about his career arc.
Trajectory
and where he's at in this organization, and long term, he's not a fifth starter. He all of a sudden is a guy that's the top end of the rotation guy. That's if he replicates what he did last year. That's a tall task to expect. But I think for Noah Cameron, if you told me he had anywhere sub 3.5 this year for your fifth starter, for a guy that was not a top prospect in your system, you would be thrilled. You would have to be thrilled. I still think best case scenario for him career-wise is eventually probably to be like your number three starter. You know, fast forward a year or so from now, if Chris Bubich
become
is not
a
around
archetype.
And all of a sudden he's a very solid number three or four, would be a great... That is still an unbelievable story. And, you know, based off of spring, the good news is it doesn't look like there was any different look to his pitches and command and anything like that. So we'll get a look tonight. I'd have to wait until tomorrow. We'll see on Noah Cameron.
And look, it's unfair, I guess, in a lot of ways, because, of course, this is the way it works for players who come up a little less heralded and people talk about their stuff a little bit different. And it's not to say the Royals are never wrong. The Royals didn't want to call up Whit Merrifield for a number of years. He ended up being a very valuable starter to them for a number of years. Was an all-star, and they underestimated it. But the reason why I point out Michael Walker, and this is who he should aim to be in his career in a lot of ways. I understand he could be like, no, I'm going to be Clayton Kershaw. Michael Walker has been a major league starter for 14 years. He has been an all-star once. He has never finished in the top five of the Cy Young. He has never led the Major League Baseball in strikeouts or wins or anything. You know, if you go to his baseball reference page, there's nothing highlighted in bold, which is what they do when you've, like, led in any statistical category. He pitched over the years. His career high is 181 innings, but on average, he pitches like 130 to 140 to 150 innings. It is all right in that range. That's what Noah Cameron should strive to be, and what I kind of hope he settles into at this stage in his career and just kind of becomes that. And as I pointed out with Walker, most of his seasons are he has a 3 earned run average or a 4 earned run average. In a bad year, maybe 4.5. But right around that low threes where Noah Cameron was 3, 3.5, I'd love him to settle into that. Because to me, that means they got a 3 starter in the 3 spot and a 3 starter in the 5th spot. That changes your calculus a lot. And then Bubich being the total wild card where his upper end potential could still go higher than that too. Where maybe the back end of your rotation is as weak as Michael Walker or as weak as Noah Cameron. That's a strong rotation when the back end guys are as good as the middle of the rotation guys.
Noah Cameron is how you look at the division, and we talk about the Tigers rotation where at top end of it, it is as good as any with Skubal and Valdez. If you want to make the case by midseason or whatever that the Royals rotation is better than that, well, it probably requires Noah Cameron to be a much better than a typical fifth starter. It probably requires Chris Bubich to be a legitimate number three. Those are two things if you want to lengthen your rotation a little bit and actually talk about, hey, maybe 1-2 are not what the Tigers have by any means, but your 3-4-5 are better. And that's a real scenario. You can make the case already maybe 3 is better than what the Tigers have. But you need your 5 to maybe even close the gap a little bit more if you're going to try to make the argument that they have a better rotation.
From the 816, Noah will be the future ace of the team. Maybe not this season, but eventually.
I mean,
is this, do you, I guess here's a,
if he has another sub 3 season, we can talk. I would still project he's a number 3 starter long term.
Do you think he has that kind of ceiling? Have you changed your opinion on the ceiling?
Well, yes. The fact that he might be a number 3, I don't think anybody, this time last year, if I would have told you, oh, by the way, Noah Cameron has a chance to one day,
Michael Walker's career,
you would have called me crazy. So fast forward a year after seeing what he did, I do not believe that suddenly I think he's now just going to be an ace of his staff in the next 2 years.
See, yeah, and I'm with you. Like, I have a hard time still seeing the ceiling as that. I understand that if he just repeated this season and did it every year and just started pitching 180, 190 innings and kept a 2.99 ERA, he would be an ace. He would be a Major League Baseball ace. But I do think that there's this part of it. He got strikeout stuff. It's not that he doesn't strike out anybody. 7.5 strikeouts per 9 is a perfectly acceptable number. And it's not Cole Reagans who ends up getting 9 or 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. But it is it's a good number. It's a respectable number. But that's why I think his ceiling is what I'm asking him to be. A top-end 3 starter. The kind of guy, and this isn't even a knock on Cameron. It stinks because you and I talked about this with Vernon opening day. When you're a top end 3, do you know who discusses you? No one. You are a blip on the rate. You're Michael Walker. No team who's ever had Walker appreciates him enough. We don't appreciate him enough. We don't, you know, like, he just does his job. You don't, like, we don't say happy Michael Walker day when he comes to step up on the mound. We talk about the ace level. We talk about the Greinke level guys. And then we talk about the, like, really bad end, back end starters who cause you problems or give you stress. The guys who you don't ever appreciate are the guys who show up, pitch 6 solid innings of baseball, give up their 3 runs, and go home that night. Like they are, and that's what I hope. And that's what my genuine expectation is for Noah Cameron this season. Can you just do that? I'm not asking for anything more or less. Can you just show up and give him a chance to start or give him a chance to win every 5 days? And I'll be fine with that. I don't need to put too much on the second year starter who burst onto the scene in fairness last year and probably deserved to finish higher than what he'd finish fourth in the rookie of the year voting. If he was a Yankee, by the way, he'd have finished second.
Well, I agree with that.
Nonsense.
Tonight, again, assuming they get the game in, 640, Noah Cameron over under strikeouts over at FanDuel set at 4.5. Plus money, plus 104 to take the over 4.
Kind of like that.
Chris Bubich's, Bubich's number was 4.5, and he only got to 4 on...
too many walks.
That's fair.
And the tough part of the early part of the season is short leash a lot of times. Strom,
yeah, you're not going to push.
Now Strom and Ursegg are a day off, and they're like, well, I don't know what the weekend's going to... Like, they know that the weather is kind of a challenge, too. But they got a full day off, haven't pitched in 2 days. The entire arsenal of the bullpen's available. Just knowing how baseball works this early in the season... The only trouble with taking the plus money on that gold is you got to think the Noah Cameron's going to be on one, because if he's at 82 pitches in the fifth inning and it's 2-0, they might just go to the pen even though he's pitching well.
Someone on text line said they're going to fire off on either team to throw a no-hitter bet today. Okay.
Really? Are you thinking rain shortened?
I don't know if
Ooh,
that.
Do you win the bet?
That thing could end
great
five
question.
Minutes after the game starts.
Great question.
Well, no, it has to be. It can't be. You have to go at least, you know.
If he goes
five, it has to go 5 1/3.
If he goes 6 innings.
Yeah.
Of no hit baseball, right. Yeah. And the game gets rained out. Do you win your bet?
If it becomes an official game,
right? You win it, right? You might
have to go look, dive deep into the.
Has that ever happened?
They're only going to cash out like 15 of those bets. There's not going to be that many people having no hit bet tonight.
I'd have to dive in. My guess is, I bet you there's a stipulation that it has to be a 9-inning game. I bet you, because they're offering 300-1 on it. So $10 wins $3,000 for either team to have a no hitter.
As a reminder, the Royals haven't thrown a no hitter. In forever, so it's been a minute.
$10 to win $3,000, Cody. Lock it in. Go ahead. One listener said they're doing it today. Good luck. Good luck. I'll be rooting for you. That'd be amazing.
I'll make a deal that if the Royals...
I just don't think they're playing tonight anyway, so we can wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, if the Royals even threaten it, I'll do the favor of not potentially jinxing it. Because every time the Royals get close, I told you, Danny Duffy was in the middle of one, and I texted Brett Saberhagen, the last guy to throw it, to see if he had time. If he actually threw it,
you enjoy ruining history.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Across Armenia, brown bears are suffering in silence, locked in tiny cages outside restaurants, factories, and even bus depots. Many spend years pacing endlessly, biting the bars, desperate to escape. International Animal Rescue is working to change that. Their mission is simple: rescue every last captive bear. So far, they've saved 56 bears. Each one receives urgent veterinary care, rehabilitation, and, whenever possible, a return to the wild. For those too traumatized or injured to survive alone, they've created two purpose-built sanctuaries, safe places where bears can finally feel grass beneath their feet, forage naturally, and recover in peace. With your support, they can fund life-saving rescue missions, expert medical care, and lifelong sanctuary for bears who have nowhere else to go. Search the Great Bear Rescue online or follow International Animal Rescue on social media to find out more.